Winnie the Pooh, Chapter 9, Part 2, in which Piglet is entirely surrounded by water.
Aria as Christopher Robin. I am 8 years old. I am from Los Angeles, California, and I like spending time with friends and family and going to the beach.
Micah as Owl. I am 7 years old. I live in Indiana. I like space.
And Wesley as Winnie the Pooh. I'm from Taiwan. I'm 8 years old. I love soccer, reading, and writing stories. I have my own podcast called the WK Podcast. You can visit my podcast on any podcast you use. It's about fantastic stories, and some is about my life and what I love.
I'm Love as Piglet. I'm 6 years old, I'm from America, and I like playing toys.
Christopher Robin lived at the very top of the forest. It rained and it rained and it rained, but the water couldn't come up to his house. It was rather jolly to look down into the valleys and see the water all round him, but it rained so hard that he stayed indoors most of the time and thought about things. Every morning he went out with his umbrella and put a stick in the place where the water came up to. And every next morning, he went out and couldn't see his stick anymore. So he put another stick in the place where the water came up to. And then he walked home again, and each morning he had a shorter way to walk than he had the morning before. On the morning of the fifth day, he saw the water all round him, and he knew that for the first time in his life, he was on a real island, which was very exciting. It was on this morning that Owl came flying over the water to say,
"How do you do?"
to his friend, Christopher Robin.
"I say, Owl,"
said Christopher Robin,
"isn't this fun? I'm on an island."
"The atmospheric conditions have been very unfavorable lately,"
said Owl.
"The what?"
"It has been raining,"
explained Owl.
"Yes, it has."
"The flood level has reached an unprecedented height."
"The who?"
"There is a lot of water about."
"Yes, there is."
"However, the prospects are rapidly becoming more favorable at any moment."
"Have you seen Pooh?"
"No, at any moment."
"I hope he's all right. I've been wondering about him. I expect Piglet's with him. Do you think they're all right, Owl?"
"I expect so. You see, at any moment."
"Do go and see Owl, because Pooh hasn't got much of a brain, and he might do something silly, and I do love him so, Owl. Do you see Owl?"
"That's all right. I'll go back directly,"
said Owl, and he flew off. In a little while, he was back again.
"Pooh isn't there."
"Not there?"
"He's been sitting on a branch of a tree outside his house with 9 pots of honey, but he isn't there now."
"Oh, Pooh, where are you?"
"Here I am,"
said a growly voice behind him.
"Pooh!"
They rushed into each other's arms.
"How did you get here, Pooh?"
asked Christopher Robin when he was ready to talk again.
"On my boat,"
said Pooh proudly.
"I had a very important message sent me in the bottle, and owing to have got some water in my eyes, I couldn't read it, so I brought it to you on my boat."
With these proud words, he gave Christopher Robin the message.
"But it's from Piglet,"
cried Christopher Robin when he had read it.
"Isn't there anything about Pooh in it?"
asked Bear, looking over his shoulder. Christopher Robin read the message aloud.
"Oh, are those peas Piglets? I thought there were Poohs."
"We must rescue him at once. I thought he was with you, Pooh. Owl, could you rescue him on your back?"
"I don't think so,"
said Owl, after grave thought.
it is doubtful if the necessary dorsal muscles.
Then would you fly to him at once and say that rescue is coming? And Pooh and I will think of a rescue as quick as we ever can. Oh, don't talk, Owl. Go on quick.
And, still thinking of something to say, Owl flew off.
Now then, Pooh, where's your boat?
I ought to say,
explained Pooh as they walked down to the shore of the island.
That isn't an ordinary sort of boat. Sometimes it's a boat, and sometimes it's more of an accident. It all depends.
Depends on what?
On whether I'm on top of it or underneath it.
Oh, well, where's it?
There,
said Pooh, pointing proudly to the floating bear. It wasn't what Christopher Robin expected, and the more he looked at it, the more he thought what a brave and clever bear Pooh was. And the more Christopher Robin thought this, the more Pooh looked modestly down his nose and tried to pretend he wasn't.
But it's too small for the two of us,
said Christopher Robin sadly.
Three of us, with Piglet.
That makes it smaller still. Oh, Pooh Bear, what shall we do?
And then this bear, Pooh Bear, Winnie the Pooh, F.O.P., friend of Piglet's, R.C., rabbit's companion, P.D., pole discoverer, E.C. and T.F., Eeyore's comforter and tail finder. In fact, Pooh himself said something so clever that Christopher Robin could only look at him with his mouth open and eyes staring, wondering if this was really the bear of very little brain whom he had known and loved so long.
We might go in your umbrella. We might go in your umbrella. We might go in your umbrella.
For suddenly, Christopher Robin saw that they might. He opened his umbrella and put it point downwards in the water. It floated but wobbled. Pooh got in. He was just beginning to say that it was all right now, and he found that it wasn't. So after a short drink, which he didn't really want, he waded back to Christopher Robin. Then they both got in together, and it wobbled no longer.
Then I shall call this boat the Brain of Pooh,
said Christopher Robin. And the Brain of Pooh set sail forthwith in a southwesterly direction, revolving gracefully. You can imagine Piglet's joy when at last the ship came in sight of him. In after years, he liked to think that he had been in very great danger during the terrible flood. But the only danger he had really been in was in the last half hour of his imprisonment, when Owl, who had just flown up, sat on a branch of his tree to comfort him and told him a very long story about an aunt who had once laid a seagull's egg by mistake. And the story went on and on, rather like this sentence, until Piglet, who was listening out of his window without much hope, went to sleep quietly and naturally, slipping slowly out of the window towards the water until he was only hanging on by his toes. At which moment, luckily, a sudden loud squawk from Owl, which was really part of the story, being what his aunt has said, woke the piglet up and just gave him time to jerk himself back into safety and say,
how interesting, and did she?
Well, you can imagine his joy when at last he saw the good ship, Brain of Pooh, Captain C. Robin, First Mate Pooh Bear, coming over the sea to rescue him. Christopher Robin and Pooh again. And that is really the end of the story. And I'm very tired after that last sentence. I think I shall stop there.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.